You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. And today we're talking about this. OMG, I don't own it. That's right. OMG, I don't own it. So what am I talking about? Today's soul story is this. I just had one of those moments, OMG moments, like, oh my goodness, I cannot believe this, but this is what happened. About 5 years ago, I bought a domain name, and at that time, I started a company, and in so doing, I created a website, paid money to have the website created, I made business cards, I mean, like the whole deal, right? And as it turns out, I just discovered today that there is a misspelling in my domain name. Yeah, I can't even believe it. So I'm sitting here talking with a person and we were talking about this particular domain name and I'm like, yeah, I own that. And this person went on, checked it and said, no, it's for sale for like $5,300. I said, what? How can it be on sale? I own it. So I went into my shopping cart, went into my list of domain names. It's in there. And I said, no, look, I own it. And he looks at it and he goes, there's a misspelling there. And I said, what? There's what? I have looked at this name for 5 years. I checked it online. Sure enough, it's misspelled. I don't own it. I absolutely do not own that domain name. So I said, well, how can that be? I have a website that goes with that domain name. And so I put in the name. It goes back to this for sale page trying to charge me $5,300 for this domain name that I thought I owned. So then I put in the domain name that's spelled improperly. And guess what? It opens up to my website. And I have not noticed it for 5 years. Now, in this particular business, thank God it's not my primary. It's not my primary thing I do. It's not my primary business. I have been giving people really the wrong domain name for 5 years. And again, thank God it's not my main business. And it used to be a part of my primary website, but it had its own page. That page is completely obsolete now. No wonder why people couldn't find it. It's been 5 years and I thought I owned it. And not only have I thought I owned it, but I've been paying for it. I've been paying for it as well as a couple other versions every single year for 5 years. So as it turns out, of course, I have a full team that's responsible for this. And because I'm the leader of the team, ultimately, I'm responsible for this. And I'm sitting here thinking, I still can't believe that somehow that got overlooked. So why am I sharing this with you today? And where is the lesson in this? Because I hope there's a valuable lesson because this has been a costly mistake. And that is this. How often do you think you own something and you are so certain you own it because you're paying on it? That's right. You're paying on it. You've had it for a long time. You're doing business with it or you think you're doing business with it. But at the end of the day, you don't own it. The first thing that comes to mind for me is this. A belief system that you say you have, but for some reason, it's not working. Is it possible that there's a slight error in the way you're thinking? Is it possible that there's a slight error in the way you're believing? And that's what's keeping it from working. And all along, you've been thinking it's you. And it's not you. Perhaps you think you own something that you don't fully own. What is that for you today? Take a look and identify it today because this could save you so much heartache pain, frustration, all of that. Imagine owning something, paying for it, and you find out later you don't own it. So please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage yourself. And today's Sacred Soul Step is this. So what area of your life is not working the way you would like it to be working? You're frustrated, maybe a little frustrated or a lot frustrated, but there's an area of your life that you would like to be working at a higher level of function. Identify what that is for you. Then ask yourself, am I fully owning this area of my life? Look at your beliefs. Look at your desires. Look at your actions and begin to journal about it. And as you write, allow your heart to show you where possibly you think you're owning it, but you're not. Whatever that is for you, make a commitment today to own it fully. Make the correction necessary and fully own it. I sure hope this helps you. I appreciate you so much, and I'm so grateful that you're here, that you're owning your personal sip of life, and you're allowing yourself to sip on life daily. And thank you for allowing me to sip on life with you as well. I will look forward to sipping on life with you again tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.